On the line with us, Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls on the Mountain. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, wait a minute. They told us two Indigo Girls. We only have one here.
The other one, she was doing interviews, and now she's down. We're in the studio, so she must be recording something.
What is more important?
I don't know.
Where are your priorities? Clearly, Amy has her priorities straight. Well, tell us what's going on. You're working on your next studio album.
Yeah, we're in the middle of recording. We probably have about 3 weeks to go, and... we're in the middle of it, and we're starting to put together a band and get ready to go out and do Lowell's shows and bumper shoot.
Now, did I read that you started working on this in England? Is that right?
Yeah, we started with, we met a guy on last Lowell's name, John Reynolds, who was playing drums for Sinead O'Connor at the time. He invited us over to London to record some in his studio, so we popped over there for a few weeks and actually ended up putting down a lot of the stuff that we're using on the record is from that, the root of it is from his sessions. And then we did some work with a few other people, but we're back with him now in Atlanta finishing the record. So
Now, did I read that you were with a couple of the guys from the band, Rick Danko and Garth Hudson? Did that come to pass?
Yeah, we did that. We went up to our other drummer, Jerry Murata's studio, and he's friends with those guys, and we had Rick and Garth in, and we did a couple songs with them. It was great. It was, those guys are, I don't know, it's hard to explain. They just have a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, here comes a dorky radio question now. Is the new stuff a big departure from the...
I don't know yet, because we're not done. It could go any way. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a massive departure, although, I don't know, this producer, John, he's real different from other people we've worked with, and his mixes have a lot of depth and stuff. So I think there's going to be a different feel, and he's very into, grooves.
Mm-hmm.
So even when it's just acoustic, you know. So there's definitely like a real rhythmic focus. But I either wrote stuff that was more in the Appalachian vein or in the sort of the punk vein. So it kind of
cool.
goes between the two. Emily has written kind of some groovy songs that are, her stuff is pretty up on this record, upbeat. So we'll see what happens.
Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls is on the line with us. Now, I'm always fascinated by the process of recording, and I always wonder how you know when you're done. How do you know when, okay, this CD is finished? Just one day you go, well, that's it.
Well, they usually have to drag me out and lock me in my house.
You never want to stop.
I never want to stop. That's where it really comes in handy to have, for me and Emily to have been working together for so long, because she can tell me and I can tell her and we listen to each other, And so we both have, points where we say, I think that song's finished, and the other person either agrees. It just gives you more opinions, but I don't know, you just feel it. You could listen forever, and in a year you probably, are not going to be feeling the same way about your CD that you felt when you finished it.
So yeah, I mean, when you're listening to it on the radio, do you go, oh, man, we should have done that?
I mean, sometimes. And I don't listen to stuff after we finish it except for just to make sure it's done, and then I'm done with it.
Yeah, except when you're performing it.
yeah, but that's a completely different process,
Well, speaking of performing, we talked to one of your cohorts recently, and maybe you could name this big-time rock star who talked about you.
It's true that when the Indigo Girls signed on, that they really did get things going, that they kind of mingled everybody together, including me. They just come right into your dressing room, say hi, and drag you out on stage with them.
Amy Ray, who is that?
It could have been anybody. We dragged everyone out of the dressing room.
That
who
was Suzanne Vega.
That was Suzanne.
Yeah. We asked her about the Lilith Fair and how cool it must have been to be, sitting at the deli spread with a lot of other artists. And she said, not everybody came out of their trailers and sat at the deli spread until the Indigo Girls showed up and got everybody out together.
Well, see, you threw me because you called her a big rock star.
I see.
She's more real. She's kind of more real than that, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
She's big.
I mean, we're kind of shameless in that way, and I guess a lot of people probably get sick of it, but we don't really have a good time unless we're dragging people out and meeting people and stuff, and it has nothing to do with anything except fun. I think some people are like, oh, Jesus, here they come again, but, whatever.
You're like the social director of the Lilith Fair.
Well, it's funny, because we're really not that social as people goes. I mean, it's just the music thing is... It's just more fun to play with other people than it is to play by. We've been playing together for so long. It's like, you know, we want to do some other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the Lilith Fair kicks off in July.
Yeah.
And from what Sarah McLachlan told us, we don't need to keep dropping names here, but, you know, she said she wanted to do 3 years and take a break. So is as far as you know, is that the deal?
That's the deal.
Yeah.
That is the deal. And I think it's a wise move.
Yeah, quit while you're on top.
Well, also, I think it's really energized a lot of people to go out and tour, you know, in ensembles with other women and you know, not feel the least bit, you know, hesitant about doing that. And I think that that'll carry on. And I think Sarah's intent is for that to carry on. So I think she'll give it a break and give herself a break. I mean, Jesus, it's like so much energy. And
yeah.
She has a lot of integrity.
She's going to make a great PTA mom, I think.
Well, Amy, you and Emily will be doing a bunch of Lilith dates, and then when you come here, it'll be for the Bumbershoot Festival on Labor Day weekend at Memorial Stadium at Seattle Center. And so will your album be done or out by then?
Won't be out.
But you'll be
done.
You'll be doing stuff from the new album by then.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have whatever band we're going to have.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing all the new stuff, but we'll probably play old stuff too. We're not the kind of band that just goes out and does our new record. We usually try to play the old material, too, because it's, I don't know, it's just more fun for us. So it'll be a hodgepodge, and there'll be some electric, and we'll try to do some stuff by ourselves as well.
Well, it'll be great to have you back, and I don't think it's any secret to you that people love you around this part of the country. So
we love playing in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We really do. And I'm going to come to Bumbershoot anyway and hang out. So I'm really excited that we're playing, because I had actually already made plans to just come and see bands.
You wear a disguise in the audience, like Michael Jackson or somebody?
I don't think I need to.
Hey, we're holding this Lilith Fair CD. I think this would be volume 3 that you guys are on.
Get Out the Map is on here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now exactly where was Get Out the Map recorded, the version that's on this CD? Do you remember?
Oh, this is a trick question.
I don't know the answer, so you can just say
it. I don't either, because we picked them off of these tapes of everything, and we didn't write down the place names on it. We just picked it.
All right. Well, wherever it was, it's good.
Yeah, cool.
Well, Amy, thanks for talking to us. Say hi to Emily, and we'll see you both when you come to Seattle for Bumbershoot on Labor Day weekend.
All right, you guys take care.
Now get back to work.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Amy.
Bye.